U.S.-Israeli citizen extradited from Norway to face Jewish institution threat charges in Orlando. Texas border business. U.S. Department of Justice. Washington, D.C. Michael Ron David Catter, 27, a dual citizen of the United States and Israel, was arraigned today on an indictment from the Middle District of Florida charging him with hate crimes and obstruction of the free exercise of religion committed against Jewish institutions throughout Florida, including schools and community centers. In addition, Catter faces charges in the District of Columbia for threats made against the Israeli Embassy and the Anti-Defamation League Washington, D.C. offices and in the Middle District of Georgia for cyberstalking and conveying false information to police dispatch regarding an alleged hostage situation at a residence in Athens, Georgia. The alleged crimes stand out for their cruelty and for the harm they caused to the Jewish community, said Assistant Attorney General A. Tyson Duva of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. When technology is exploited to terrorize houses of worship and community centers, it is an attack on religious liberty and public safety. We will never lose sight of the families, staff, and first responders who were forced to live with these threats. Targeting individuals, groups, or institutions for their religious beliefs is contradictory to the freedoms guaranteed by our Constitution and against the law, said U.S. Attorney Gregory W. Keough for the Middle District of Florida. The crimes alleged in this indictment caused undue trepidation and threats of harm to the Jewish community in our district and will not be tolerated. The FBI takes all threats seriously and will always utilize the full extent of our resources to restore safety and security, said Special Agent in Charge Rodney E. Crawford of the FBI Tampa Field Office. This indictment demonstrates that commitment and our promise to work together with our partners to protect the civil rights of all Americans. An investigation into numerous threats made to individuals and organizations in the United States led to the identification and arrest of Catter in Ashkelon, Israel, and the instant indictment. The indictment from the Middle District of Florida charges that in early 2017, Catter made multiple calls relaying bomb and active shooter threats to numerous Jewish community centers throughout Florida, including to preschool programs operated at those facilities. Additionally, the indictment charges Catter with attempting to obstruct the free exercise of religion at the Jewish community centers when he made those threats. Many of the calls resulted in the temporary closure and evacuation or lockdown of the targeted facilities and required law enforcement and emergency personnel to respond to and clear the area, although no actual explosives were found. Catter arrived in the United States on June 18 following extradition from Norway, where he had been detained at the request of the United States. He traveled to Norway after serving a sentence in Israel for related conduct. The hate crime charges each carry a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, the bomb threats charges each carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, and the interstate threats charges carry a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. If convicted, Catter could also be subject to court-ordered restitution. This case was investigated by the FBI Tampa Field Office, FBI Washington Field Office, and FBI Atlanta Field Office. Trial attorney Jared Hasid of the Criminal Division's Computer Crime and Intellectual Property Section, Assistant U.S. Attorneys Kara M. Wick and Diane Hu for the Middle District of Florida, Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Peach for the Middle District of Georgia and Assistant U.S. Attorney Eric Kennerson for the District of Columbia are prosecuting the cases with assistance from the Criminal Section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs provided significant assistance in this case. The Department of Justice also acknowledges and appreciates the assistance of Norwegian authorities. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated June 22, 2026.